Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shavua Tov, Shavua, Shavua Tov, Shavua Tov. Beautifully good. Some say good week, but keep it sabbatically strong, good strong, a good strong, a good strong, brothers and sisters. Shavua Tov. So here we have a double portion here. We're queuing up the boards right here, because the After the Sabbath podcast, the RSS, Rastafari Sabbatical Saturdays after the Shabbat, right there we begin to go over the Torah reading and feeding, and here we have a double. So right there on the cusp right here, beginning off the Sunday or the first day service, or at least I presentation for the first day service. You know, for the new day coming forward and a new Shavua, the new week, so to speak. But we say the strong, a good and a beautiful, a good and a healthy 7 days, sabbatically speaking, right here. So just give me a moment right here, brothers and sisters, looking for the Rastafari Israelites to pop on the page right there. It's the brothers and sisters who may be tuning in, either on the Rastafari Israelites or on Rastafari Groundation, can also tune in. So before we get into this full right here, okay. Greetings. Greetings to the call chosen, to the, you know, chosen few at this present time. But then there was, what, 12? Yes, I, Rastafari, Shavua Tov, Tawal, good strong seven days to come, good and a beautiful and a healthy, you know, overcome the week, keep it sabbatically strong right here. So here we have the first day service, the presentation for the first day service, a.k.a. for the Sunday service right here, and we have a double portion, 22nd and the 23rd. Let's do a little overview right here. So here we have Vayachel and Pekudei, or Vayachel and Pekudei in modern Hebrew. And he gathered, on some translations and understanding of it, and he assembled. But we call it, and he churched, to bring out the sense of the Hebrew, to gather. That's what the church is, not merely the building or the structure here, but it can also have the context of he came to build even that spot, which is the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. And second part of this double portion, Pekudei. Pekudei also can be pointed as Pekudei, which means to account. But it also is from the key pakad word in the Hebrew, that when it says, and he shall come to visit, when Joseph says that, surely, Hailahim, the Elohim, will come and visit you. It's that same word when he says, and he came and he visited the matriarch Sarah. That same word there in another context can have a sense of accounting. You know, of accounting, making accounts, you know, also to visit. It can be for a good purpose or even a not good purpose. I point it out because he will visit, you know, that sense of he would visit the iniquity, you know, of the fathers upon the children that go in the astray way of the forefathers. But here in this context, we bring out the sense of accountings. Right, the accountings of the countings. Some might even bring out another sense of the sum. So we have this double portion here. We pick up right here, in the last chapters, right? In the last chapters of the book. And then we have the prophet's reading coming forward. Remember, it's a double portion. So we have 1 Kings chapter 7, focus verses 40 to verse 50. As well as 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 51 to chapter 8, verse 21, for the that's a Brit Chadasha Slicha, the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the Nevi'im reading, the prophet's reading. Once again, 1 Kings chapter 7, verses 40 to verse 50, First Kings chapter 7, verses 51 to chapter 8, verse 21. So we're combining it here, stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Haberim, co-laborers, Wyndham Ross, Sahar Ahad, Emerald Music INC, as well as Ross Ayers and Tafar I, for their co-laboring here with the read of the Haftarah, the prophet's reading that complements his Torah double portion here, as well as the Brit Chadasha, what's referred to as the New Testament reading or the Renewed Covenant reading. And in the New Testament reading, we have 2 Corinthians chapter 9, focus verses, verses 6 to 11. In Corinthians chapter 9, focus verses 6 to 11. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3, focus verses 11 to 18. As well as 1 Corinthians chapter 3, focus verses 16 to 17. And the epistle to the Hebrews chapter 13, focus verse, verse 10. Now, going over this double portion right here, here in the season, right, we have a double portion sealing up the second book, known as Exodus from the translation. But in the Hebrew context, we approach the book as the Sefer Shemot, as the book of names, the Shemot. So here, picking up with Exodus chapter 35, verse 1, we get the Sabbath regulations. We also get the preparations for making the tabernacle. We get the offerings for the tabernacle. We also get mention of Bezalel and Aholiab, or Bezalel and Aholiab, Bezalel, Bezalel. These two craftsmen, the chief of them seems to be Bezalel. His name is interesting. It means in the shadow of El, in the shadow of God, of the power, the mighty one, the almighty. Be, by way of or in, Tzal, the Tzal. Tzal is like a shadow or umbration. In like an umbrella, they call it an umbration, a shadow. In the shadow of El, in the shadow of the Almighty, Bezalel, Bezalel, and Aholiab. Interesting name, Aholiab. Modern Hebrew, they'll say Aholiab, but the proper, more proper Afro-Semitic pointing, Aholiab, means the Ohel, right? The Ohel is tent, right? Ab, father, or holy, my tent, father is my tent, tent of my father, can be a context brought out from that name right there. They are mentioned, they are the two of the, you could say the chief craftsmen, architects, builders, you know, of the tabernacle and also the furniture there of also the clothing and the materials that will be used in the Abuda. In the Avodah in the service. Then we get to Exodus chapter 36, verse 8. We get the actual construction. So all of this for the past two to three Torah readings and feedings here in Exodus was the instructions, right, for the construction of the structure known as the tabernacle. In chapter 37, we get the making of the Aron HaBarit. From a Hebrew perspective, the Aron is ark, not to be confused with Aharon is the man Aaron, but we have Aron, the ark HaBarit, the ark of the covenant that was actually first called the Aron HaEdut, HaEdut. Like we have the Edah, which is the congregation, but it comes from the Ed, the root Hebraic sense that means witness, to be a witness, like to testify, to be a witness. What's also interesting is in the New Testament, as it's called sense, we have martyr, like the word martyr, right? But actually, martyr in the true sense means the same thing as witness, a witness, right? A testimony, right, or one who bears witness, or one who testifies. So another name of the Ark of the Covenant, actually the first name that's mentioned according to what is written, is the Aron HaEdut. Aron HaEdut, which is the Ark of the Testimony, the witness. What is his testimony? His witness is those two tables, those two tablets, so to speak, right? The two tablets of law or of Torah. And we're looking at the 10 words, the 10 words. It's important for us to zoom in on the 10 words because the 10 words is the center. It's like the 613 commandments and laws, as some say, but more correctly, commandments are found in the scripture. Besides the 10 words, we have the ordinances, the judgments, right? And we also have the statutes, right? The statutes, stipulations, and regulations. But the epicenter is like a circle, and then you put a dot. That dot at the center is the 10 words, 10 words that were spoken by Yahweh Elohim, by He who be who He be, the mighty one, the power. So right here, hear this right here, as His Majesty gives His
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Now the Ten Commandments is pure Torah. we'll get into a reason and what do we mean by pure Torah. But at the time, it did not have fulfillment, right, amongst the B'nai Yisrael. Therefore, we get the additional directions, instructions, besides the 10. So the 10 words, from a scripture perspective, as we've emphasized before, but just to make mention here again, from the true context, not what gets lost in translation, the 10 words, right, the 10 commandments, as they're called, is really known as the 10 words. And the 10 words is one commandment. Again, Ani, Ani, Ani Lechazir, Degena, I repeat, right? The 10 words, right, that are called the 10 commandments, right? The 10 words that are called the 10 commandments, right, is one commandment from the Hebrew and the Torah view. I'm not talking about what gets in translation and how different, you know, ones try to break down the book in English or among the Gentiles, but what the actual text actually says. So what His Majesty is saying in that audible right there is very, very important. But let's move on. Right here. We have Exodus chapter 37. We get the making, right? We get the making before that at the end of chapter, not the end, but in chapter 36, we get the construction of the tabernacle. And then in chapter 37, we get the making of the Aron HaBrit, the Ark of the Covenant. Right, and that covenant was when they said that all that Yahuwah, you know, has said, you know, we will do and we will hear, we will be obedient. So they came into that covenant, but they had broken, they had broke the covenant. And so after the molten calf, the Egel Masika, they were not in any covenant because they had broke it. And yet the covenant was renewed, Chadasha, it was renewed. So even in the old so-called covenant, as it's called, we get a renewing of the covenant. So there's a principle. That's what we emphasize, that there's a principle. If you don't know that principle and you go to the so-called New Testament scriptures, you'd be like, wow, this is so different, because you missed over a lot of details, right? The divinity is in the details. Oh, you're looking for the other, go elsewhere, but the divinity is in the details. So here we have Exodus chapter 37, right? Round about verse 10, we get the making of the table, the shulchan, as it's known, for the bread of the presence, the bread of the face, right? The bread of the presence. In the same chapter, round about verse 17, we get the making of ha-menorah, Another important point is, and we emphasized that in one of the aliyahs where we went over it, you hear me say, well, his branches and his knops. But actually, when we go through the Hebrew, you hear I and I say, her branches, her knops. That's also a very important consideration. A lot of times in the English, it says it. Now, when I see it, if I'm not already familiar with it, I like to go look and see, well, what it is there. Okay, he says, let us make man in our image after our likeness, male and female. He created them. So we have the menorah right here, right? Object lesson, writ large, right? The menorah, right? And it's more her branches, her, right? It's she in that sense. Going on, we got to verse 25. Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, the making of the altar of incense. As you say, the altar of Aishas. Also known as the golden altar. So we have a brazen altar in the outer court. And then we have the golden altar, right, in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary. We say in the tent. Right, the Ohel Moed. So here in Exodus chapter 37, verse 25, we get the making of the altar of Aishas, the golden, also known as the golden altar. So there's two altars, just to note that right there, the brazen copper altar outside, right, for the Olot. And then we have the golden altar of Aishas, right, for the Aishas in the tabernacle. Exodus chapter 37, verse 29, we get the making of the anointing oil and the incense, the Aishas. So first we get the making of the lampstand, right? Then we get the making of the altar of Aishas. And here in chapter 37, we get the making of the anointing oil, right, that we emphasized in the previous sabbatical study. You know, and one of the ingredients is the kane, right? The kane, or in some pointings, the kene, balsam, the kane balsam, the cannabis. One of the ingredients in both, right? The anointing oil, the Messiah ing, got to emphasize it, the christening, right? Remember, the tabernacle is the church. Not the church in the confusion of the Gentiles in the New Testament times, but it's the foundation, the idea of that gathering to be a witness. That's why it's known as the Ohel, right? Moed, right? Tabernacle of the appointment. So we get the making of the anointing oil, the Messiah ink oil, the christening oil, and the making of the Aishas. And one of the ingredients for both is the kene balsam. Is the sweet kana, right, or the cannabis, yes? So here we get Exodus chapter 38, verse 1. Now, I emphasize that point right there because having a few reasonings with ones and ones, you know, who have picked up on that right there and, you know, studied to show ourselves approved. Or once some people find out, oh, it's the cancer in the Bible, I can do what I want. No, there's direction, instruction, because there's consequences, right? There's consequences. You know, there's outcome, there's results, you know. So when it says that this will not be made, right, it's not to be put on everybody, this particular anointing oil, right, and not on a stranger, definitely, right, and also not everyone had access to the Aishas in the sense of the particular kind that's made according to its kind. This is why there's a whole chapter that goes into, you know, certain details that we also seek to bring out in the reasonments in order to show, well, there's the cannabis. But if you read the direct instruction, you know, it almost says don't use the Aishas. No one else is supposed to use the Aishas or make anything like it. Remember we said one of the ingredients is cannabis. It is, I say the whole thing is cannabis. check. So in Exodus chapter 38, verse 1, we get the making of the altar, the other altar, altar states, right? The outside state, the inside state, the altar of the burnt offering. the burnt offering or the brazen, some might say copper, brass, brazen altar. In chapter 38, round about verse 9, we get the making of the court, right? The making of the court of the tabernacle, the making of the court, right? So groundation here in the holy place and the making of the court, right? Holding court. Jah is about to hold court with Jah people. In verse 21, we get the materials and accounting of the materials, right? Materials of the tabernacle, of the tent, right? And the sanctuary, including the sanctuary, will like include a whole space. We have the tent, which is the main space, but then the court, right? In chapter 39, verse 1, we get the making of the vestments, the garments, right? Making of the garments for the kahuna, for the kehenet, for the kahuna, for the priesthood. 39, roundabout verse 32, we get the work completed. The work is perfected. It's perfect in the sense, in the Hebraic sense of it's complete, right? Nothing more, nothing less. It's been accomplished according, right, to the direction instructions. Could we get even Moshe inspecting the work, right? Inspection of the work. In chapter 40, we have the tabernacle. Now, after the work, all the elementals are created. You know, all the elementals are created. They're inspected. Everything is according, as we say, according to specs, according to the specification, according to HaTorah, according to the direction instructions that we have here. We get the tabernacle now. Everything being checked, the tabernacle now is pitched. That's the term that it uses in the Hebrew, like it's pitched, or in a sense, almost like planted, pitched, right? Or as we would say today, the tabernacle is erected and its equipment installed, and all the equipment, furniture, furnishings is put in its place. In Exodus chapter 40, round about verse 34, to seal up right here in this double portion, and to seal up the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, we get the cloud and the glory, right? We get the Anan, He'anan, and we get HaKavod. We get HaKavod. We get the glory. Now, in this double portion, just briefly right here, we have the prophet's reading. Just a brief intro to the prophet's reading. We have 1 Kings. 1 Kings at chapter 7, verse 13. We get the products of Hiram. Hiram, right? Hiram, the bronze worker. So we get a comparison between the original, you could say the original template, the tabernacle, and then we can compare and contrast with the temple, right, the stone building, the temple of Shlomo, the temple of Solomon. So we're going to ride up right here. I think we are at, we'll check the board right there because we have a double portion, and so the double portion here is coming as one. But since we're after the Shabbat right here, you know, after the Shabbat right here, let's just go to the first day, the evening psalm for the first day, which is Psalm 24, right here. Oldie but goodie right here, Muta Baruka and Luciano here with Psalm 24, according to the royal order.
Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Baruka and Luciano, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Why and they that
the world
there
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity?
Lifted up his
nor blessing from Jaja and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
The King of Glory.
Just strong, mighty.
Just mighty.
Just mighty in battle.
I say mighty in battle, mighty in war.
Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
Is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of Glory. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Selassie.
The whole place is due for help.
You name the God and is terrible among men. He then no lie. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and it's terrible among men. He didn't know like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like your name. I are the black Jews, and Israel king is Israel God, and upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. For this double course.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Adonai Echad. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he churched, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 38, the altar of burnt offering, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear for the Shavu'i Aliyah, for the seventh up offering, ascension offering, seventh reading right here. Now, in double portions, in seasons, we have a double portion, Wayakahel and Fekudei. Vayakahel, Vayachel, and Pekudei. And we have a double portion. This is the Revi'i. This is the fourth Aliyah for a double portion. A fourth Aliyah. When it's a double portion, this will be the Revi'i. Kashahena Mechov. Mechov. This will be known as the Revi'i for a double portion. Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear. The altar of burnt offering, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 27, verse 1. Here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, for Shabbat Wayakahel, and here for the Rabi'i, for the fourth, for a double portion, for Wayakahel, Pekudei, Exodus chapter 38, verse 1. Wayasa eta mizabach. Ha olla itzeya shetima chamesha amota arko where chamesha amota rachbo ravua where shalisha ar amot where shalisha amota komato where shalisha amota komato. And he made the altar of burnt offering of shittim wood, 5 cubits the length thereof, and 5 cubits the breadth thereof. It was 4 square, and 3 cubits the height thereof. Wayaasa eta mizabach ha'olla, and he made the mizabach ha'olla, the altar, the mizabach, olla ha'olla, of the ascension offering, the going up offering, the consumption offering, ha'olla. Mizabach ha'olla, the altar of burnt offering. It's a shiti of acacia wood, of shittim wood. Chamesha mota arko. 5 cubits was the arko, the length thereof. With chamesha mota rachbo. And 5 cubits the breadth thereof. Ravua. 4 square, ravua. 4 square. With shalosha amota amato, and 3 cubits the height thereof. And he made the horns thereof on the four corners of it. The horns thereof were of the same. And he overlaid it with nechoshet, with brass. And he made all the vessels of the altar, the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, the flesh hooks, and the fire pan. All the vessels thereof made he nechoshet, of brass. And he made for ha-mizbeach, for the mizbach, the altar, a brazen grate of network, under the compass thereof beneath, to the midst of it. And he cast four rings for the four ends of the grate of brass, places for the staves. And he made the staves, it's a shittim, of shittim wood, acacia wood, and overlaid them with nechoshet brass. And he put the staves into the rings on the sides of ha-mizbeach, the altar, to bear it withal. And he made ha-mizbeach, the altar, hollow with boards. The laver of brass, here, verse 8, the laver of brass. Wayasa eita ha kiora nechosheta, we eita kano nechosheta. There, marota ha ovota shara zavua petach ohela moed. And he made the laver brass, and the foot of it brass, of the looking glasses of the woman, assembling, who assembled the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Wayasa eta ha kiora nechoshet, and he made wayas et ha kior nechoshet, and he made the kior ha kior, the lava nechoshet brass, we eta kano nechoshet, and the base, the kano nechoshet of brass. Be marot ha sovot, of the mirrors, de marot ha-tzovota, of the mirrors, asheraz avu petach ohel moed, of the mirrors of the serving woman, of the serving woman that did service at the petach, at the door of the tent of meeting, at the petach ohel moed, the court. Verse 9, compare and contrast Exodus chapter 27, verse 9. Here, Exodus chapter 37, verse 9. The court. Wayasa eta he chatzira lifa'ata negeva te manna kal'eya he chatzira shesha mashazara mea ba amma. And he made the court on the south side, southward. The hangings of the court were of fine twine linen, and 100 cubits. Wayasa eta he chatzira lifa'ata negeva te amanna kala e he chatzir sheish mashzar mea ba'ama. And he made the court he chatzir for the hanging, for the south side, southward, the hangings of he chatzir, the court, were of fine twine linen, were of shesha mashazar, fine twine linen, 100 cubits, mea ba'amma. Their pillars, 20. And their brazen sockets, 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the north side, the hangings were, and 100 cubits, their pillars, 20. And their sockets of brass, 20. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, silver. And for the west side were hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars, 10, and their sockets, 10. The hooks of the pillars on their fillets, silver. And for the east side, east was 50 cubits. The hangings of the one side of the gate were 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And on the other side of the court gates, on this hand and on that hand, were hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. All the hangings of He Hatzir, the court, round about, were of fine twine linen, and the sockets for the pillars, Nechoshet, brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets, kesef, silver. and the overlaying of the chapiters, the capitals, kesef, silver, and all the pillars of Hechatzir, the court, were filleted with kesef, with silver. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Gevir, Gevir, Gevir right here, oh, Yisrael. Here we have the gate, the gate, the gate of the court and the maftir. Here the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he gathered, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he assembled, Sabbath, Wayakahel, Sabbath, and he changed. Here, picking up the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Exodus, chapter 38, here, Shema Yisrael, here at verse 18, the gate of the court, here, the maftir for Shabbat, Wayakahel, Umasaka, Sha'ar, He Chatzir, Ma'iseya, Rokain, Tikaleta, We Argamana, We Tola'ata, Shani, We Sheisha, Mashazar, We Esari, Mama, Reka, We Oma, The Rohava, Chamesha, Mota, Le Umata, Kaleya, He Chatzir. And the hanging for the gate of the court, needlework, blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, and 20 cubits the length, and the height in the breadth, 5 cubits, answerable to the hangings of the court, answerable to the hangings of the court. Umasaka sha'ar he'chatzira. Ma Iseya Rokain. And the screen, U Masak. And the screen, the Masak. U Masak Sha'ar. He Chatzir. And the screen for the gate of He Chatzir, the gate of the court, Ma Iseya Rokain, was the work of the weaver, the work of the weaver in colors. Tikaleta, of blue, sky blue, Tikalet, blue, with argaman and purple, with tolaata shani and scarlet, with shesha mashazar and fine twine linen, with asri mama reka, and 20 cubits was the length, with asri mama rek, with oma the rohava chamesha mata. And the height, and the height and the breadth was 5 cubits. Answerable. Le umat, le umata kalaeya he hatzir. Answerable to the hangings of the court. Le umata kalaeya he hatzir. And their pillars, 4. And their sockets, nechoshet, brass, 4. Their hooks, kesef, silver. And the overlaying of their capitals, and their fillets, kesef, silver. And all the pins of the tabernacle and of the court round about Nechoshet were of brass. Wikola, hayatedota la mishkan. Wile Chatzira, Saviva Nechosheta, and all the pins of the tabernacle, Wikola, Hayatedota, La Mishkan, of the Mishkan, and all the pins of Hamishkan, La Mishkan, for the tabernacle, the dwelling place, Wile Chatzir, and of the court, Saviv, Sabib, roundabout, Wile Chatzir, Saviv, Nechoshet, were of Nechoshet, were of Ran. Shema Yisrael, here, Shema, Shema'uli, here, we are still in the Rabi'i, still in the fourth Aliyah, for the double, for this double portion, for Shabbat, Wayakahela, for the day, Sabbath, and he gathered the sum, Wayakahela, Pekudei, Fikudei,
And he assembled the accountants. The accountants, here. Picking up with the second part of this double portion here for Shabbat Tikkun Day. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus. Exodus chapter 38, here. Verse 1 is where the Tikkun Day, Shabbat Tikkun Day, here. The Hebrew first words, here. We'll begin, and we are still in for this Shabbat, the double portion, still in the Rabbi, still in the fourth Aliyah. Eile, Tikudeya, Hamishkan, Mishkana, Ha'eduta, Ashara, Pukada, Alapi, Moshe, Evadata, Halloween, Beyada, Itamara, Benahirona, Hakohen. This, the sum of the tabernacle, of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile Fukudei, these are the accounts. Eile, these, not this, but Eile, these. Eile Fukudei, these are Fukudei, the accounts. Eile Fukudei HaMishkan, these are the accounts of the Mishkan, of the dwelling of the tabernacle. Eile Fukudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdut, even the Mishkan, the dwelling, the tabernacle, ha-edut, of the testimony of the witness, Mishkan ha-edut, Asher Pukad, as they were rendered, Asher Pukad, as they were accounted, as they were rendered, as they were counted, Alpi Moshe, according to the commandment of Moses, upon the mouth of Moses, Alpi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, upon the feet, the mouth, the pea, the pie, the pea, the mouth of Moshe, Alpi Moshe, Alfi Moshe, Radata Halloween. Through the service of Halloween, the service of the Levites, Evodata Halloween, Evodata Halloween, Beyada Itamar, by the yard, by the hand of Ithamar, Beyad Itamar, Ben Aharon, HaKohen, the son of Aaron, Ben Aharon, HaKohen, the son of Aharon, of Aaron, HaKohen, of Aaron the priest. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a cunning workman, a cunning craftsman, and an embroiderer in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work, in all the work of the holy, of HaKodesh, the holy place, even the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, after the shekel of the holy place, HaKodesh, of the Kodesh, B'Shekel HaKodesh. And the Kesef, and the Bur, and the Kesef, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation, the aggregation was, and 100 talents, and 1,703 shekels, after the shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh, after the shekel of the Kodesh, of the sanctuary, of the holy place, a Becca for every man, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel HaKodesh, for everyone that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 and 50 men. And of the 100 talents of silver of Kesef were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their capitals, and filleted them. And the brass, and the hoshet of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach of the altar, and the sockets of the court HaTzir round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 Gevir, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 39. The holy garments for Aharon. The holy garments for Aaron. Compare, confer, compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verse 10. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, Exodus chapter 39, verse 1. Umin. Ha tikaleta we ha argaman we tolaata ha shani asua vigdeya se rad le sharet ba kodesh waya isua eta vigdeya ha kodesha asher le aheron ka asher siwahi yahua eta moshe and of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy, in the holy place, Ba Kodesh, and made the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Umin, and from Hatikalet, and from the blue, and of the blue, ha tikalet, the tikalet, the sky blue, umin ha tikaleta, we ha argaman, and of the argaman, ha argaman, and of the purple, we tolaata ha shani, and the scarlet, and the scarlet, they made plaited garments, they made plaited garments, asu vigdeya sirad, Sirad, Vigdei, Asu, they made Vigdei, Sirad, they made plaited garments. Le Sharet, Bakodesh, for the Sharet, for the service, for the Sharet, for the ministry. Le Sharet, Bakodesh, the ministry in the holy place, in HaKodesh, Bakodesh, in the holy set apart place. Eta Vigdei, HaKodesh. Asher le Aharon, and may the holy, the set apart garments, waya esua eta vigdei hakodesh, and may the holy garments, asher le Aharon, that which was for Aaron, of Aaron, ka asher, as like siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, Siwah Yahuwah Eta Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, as Jehovah commanded.
For this double course. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 for this Shabbat. For this Shabbat. Pekudei, some say Pekudei or Fikudei. Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, 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 picking up here with the last Torah portion here for this second book of Moshe. the Hebrew book that is known as the Sefer Shemot, the Book of the Names, called Exodus. Here we pick up with the Sheni Aliyah, here with the second up offering, offering up, the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second ascension offering, up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. And here, for a double portion, and when we have a double portion, this will be the chamishi of the double portion. For a double portion, for a Shabbat, and for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Fikudei. Here, the Sheni for the Fikudei, 23rd Torah portion reading and feeding. And here. And here for a double portion, the chamishi, the fifth aliyah for the double portion. Here. Second book of Moses, Hebrew book, Exodus chapter 39, here at verse 2. Vayaasa eta ha efoda zahav, tikaleta we argaman, we tolaata shani, we shesha mashazar. And he made the ephod, gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Vayaasa eta ha efod, and he made the ephod, ha ephod, he made the ephod. Vayaasa eta ha ephod zahav, tikalet of zahav, gold, tikalet of blue, sky blue, with argaman and purple, with tolaata shani and scarlet, with shesha mashzar, with shesh mashzar and fine twined linen, with shesha mashzar. And they did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of his ephod, of the ephod that was upon it, was of the same according to the work thereof. Gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Then they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ouches of gold, graven as signets are graven, with the Shemot, with the names of the Bnei Yisrael, with the names of the sons of Yisrael. And he put them on the shoulders of Ha'efod, of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Yisrael, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Wayasem otam ala kitfot al kitfot haefoda avneya zikaron al ivneya Yisrael kaasher as Yahi Yahuwah eta Moshe. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of haefod to be stones. Avnei Zikaron, to be stones of memorial. Avnei Zikaron, for the sons, the children of Israel, Livnei Yisrael, Kashas Iwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded at the Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made HaChoshen, and he made the breastplate. Cunning work, like the work of HaEphod, like the work of the ephod, gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet and fine twined linen. It was Rabua. It was four square. They made HaChoshen, the breastplate, double, a span, the length thereof, and a span, the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row, a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a linger, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ouches of gold in their enclosings. And the stones were, according to the names of the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, 12. According to their names, their Shemot, right? The engravings of a signet. Everyone with Shemo, his name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon HaChoshen the breastplate chains at the ends, recent work, pure gold, Zahav Tahor, and they made two ochas, Zahav, gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of Hachoshen, of the breastplate, and they put the two recent chains of gold in the two rings on the two ends of Hachoshen, of the breastplate, and the two ends of the two recent chains they fastened in the two ochas, and put them on the shoulder pieces of Ha'efod, of the effort before it. And they made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of Ha'Hoshen, the breastplate, upon the border of it, which that on the side of Ha'Efod inward. And they made two of the golden rings and put them on the two sides of Ha'Efod underneath, toward the four parts of it, over against the coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of Ha'Efod. And they did bind Ha'Hoshen, the breastplate, by his rings to the rings of Ha'Efod, the effort, with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of Ha'Efod, and that Ha'Hoshen, the breastplate, might not be loosed from Ha'Efod, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayira kasua eta hachoshena miat abo otayo eta abo ota ha effort bifa tila tikaleta lihi yota ala hoshev hosheva ha efoda willoa yizach ha hoshena me ala ha efoda kashas iwahiyahua eta moshe. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear the Shelishi for Shabbat, Fikudei for Sabbath, Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. And for a double, hear, for a double portion, we have the Sheishi for Shabbat, Wayakahela, Fikudei for a double portion. This is the Sheishi, this is the sixth Aliyah, Sheishi, Kashahena Mechov. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, the Sefer, the book, the Cipher, Shemot, the Cipher of the Names, Exodus chapter 39. Here. Here at verse 22. Here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for a double portion, the Sheishi, for the sixth aliyah, for the double portion corresponding to Pekudei, Pekudei, the Shalishi for Pekudei, Pekudei. Wayaasa eta me'il lahai foda ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of Ha'efod, of the effort, woven work, all blue. Wayaasa eta me'il ha'efod Ma'iseya orega kalila tikaleta, and he made the robe of the ephod. Wayaasa eta me'il, the me'il, the robe, the me'il ha'ephod, the robe of the ephod, me'il ha'ephod, ma'iseya orega, woven work, ma'ise oreg, kalila tikalet, all of blue, all of sky blue, and there was and hole in the midst of the robe as the hole of a habergoin, a band round about the hole that it should not rend, that it should not rip. And the hole of the robe in the midst thereof as the hole of a coat of mail, a coat of mail, with a binding round about the hole of it, that it should not be rent, that it should not be ripped. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates, blue and purple and scarlet, twined linen. And they made bells, pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And they made coats, fine linen, woven work for Aharon and for Benaiah, for his sons. And a mitre, and a turban, fine linen, and goodly bonnets, fine linen, and linen breeches, fine twine linen, and a girdle, fine twine linen, and blue, and purple, and scarlet, needlework, needlework, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, and they made the plate of the holy crown pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, like to the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Wayaisua eta tzitza nezer, and they made the plate of the crown. Wayaisua eta tzitza nezeraha kodesha zahava tahora. Wayikatavua alayowa mikatava petucheya chotama Odesh la Yahuwah, and they made the plate of the holy crown. Wayaisua eta tzitza nezer hakodesh, the nezer hakodesh, the holy crown. Zahava tahor, pure gold. Zahav tahor, tiru. Zahava tahor. Wayikatavu, and wrote alayo upon it. Mikatav, from the writing, Pituchaya Chotam, like the engraving of a signet. Pituchaya Chotam, like the engraving of a Chotama signet. Kodesh, La Yahuwah, Kodesh, holy, set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Kodesh, La Yahuwah. And they tied to it a lace of blue to fasten on high, upon the mitre, upon the turban, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Thus, like this, was all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent, of the congregation finished. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe. So did they. Watekela kola irodata mishkana ohela moed. Waya isua bineya yisraela kakola sheras wahyahua eta moshe kin asu. Thus, like this, was finished all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting. Watekel kola evodata mishkana ohela moed. And the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayaisu abnei Yisrael kekol asher siwah Yahuwah et Moshe. So did they. Kain also. So did they. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, would be where the Rabbi, hear the fourth aliyah, fourth up offering for the last Torah portion in the second book of Moshe, to Kudei, the fourth aliyah, verse 33, Exodus chapter 39, verse 33, the Rabbi, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, ascension offering, Rabbi. Waya riu eta ha mishkana illa Moshe eta ha ohel. We eta kola kalayo. Ke ra sayo. Ke ra shayo. Be rihai. Be rihayo. Be riho. Be rihayo. We amudayo. Wa e danai. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, to Moshe. The tent and all his furniture. His tatchets, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets. Wayaviu, wayabiu, and they brought wayaviu eta hamishkan, and they brought the mishkan. Wayaviu eta hamishkana il Moshe to Moses. Eta ha ohel, the tent, the ohel, ha ohel, we eta kola kelayu, and all his furniture. Kirasayo, its class, his class. Kirashayo, his boards. Beriho,
his bars, we'amodayo, and his pillars, wa'edanayo, and his its sockets, and the covering of rams' skins dyed red, and the covering of badgers' skins, and the veil of the covering, and the ark of the testimony, and the stays thereof, and the mercy seat, the table, all the vessels thereof, and the shewbread, the bread of the presences, the pure menorah, the pure lampstand, the lamps thereof, the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof of har, and the oil for light, the golden mizbeach, the golden altar, and the anointing, the messiahing, the christening, the christening oil, the messiahing oil, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishas, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, the brazen altar, and his grate of brass, his staves, and all his vessels, the laver, and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars, and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords, and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, the cloths of service, to do service in the holy, in the set apart, HaKodesh, and the holy garments for Aharon, HaKohen, Aaron the priest, and Banayo and his son's garments, to minister in the priest's office, according to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moshe. So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, made all the work, and Moshe did look upon all the work, all the work. And behold, they had done it as Jehovah had commanded. Even so had they done it. And Moses and Moshe blessed them. Vayare'im Moshe et kol ha-milakah. V'hine asu otah ka'asher asiwah Yahuwah. Kin asu vayabareka otam. Moshe, and Moshe saw, Vayare Moshe, and Moses saw, Vayare Moshe, et kol ha-melacha, and Moses saw, kol ha-melacha, melacha, he saw all the melacha, ha-melacha, all the work, Wehine, and look, see, here it is, and behold, Wehine, asu otaha, and behold, they had done it. With Hine, Asu Otaha, they had done it. Ka'asher Ziwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded. Ka'asher Ziwah Yahuwah, Kain Asu. Even so had they done it. Kain Asu. Vayavareka Otama Moshe, and Moses blessed them. Vayabarek Otam Moshe, and Moshe blessed.
for this double course, 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 double course.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here this Shabbat, Shabbat the Kudei, Sabbath, the sums, the countings. Here for the last portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names and called Exodus. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 40. For the Shabbat of Fekudei, this would be the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering, the fifth offering up right here, here, here for Shabbat of Fekudei, Sabbath the sun, Sabbath the counting. And for a double portion, Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayakhel, Pekudei, Vayakhel, Pekudei, a double portion. This is the Shavi'i, for the double portion, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, offering up right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael, here, here, here. Kivir, O Yisrael. Vayadaberi, Yahuwah, El Moshe. Lemor, the tabernacle set up, and Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Vayidaber Yahuwah il Moshe Lemor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, Lemor, saying, Beyom ha chodesh ha rishon de echad la chodesh. On the first day of the first month, the first moon, shalt thou set up the tabernacle, Hamishkan, of the tent of the congregation. Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, HaChodesh HaRishon, on the first day, Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, on the day of the Chodesh, the first, the Yom HaChodesh HaRishon, on the first day of the Echada La Chodesh, of the first Chodesh, the first moon, the Echad La Chodesh, shalt thou rear up, shalt thou rear up, Takim, Eta Mishkana Ohela Moed, shalt thou I rear up the Mishkan of the Ohel Moed, shalt thou rear up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with a veil, with Samta Sham, eight Aaron Ha Eduta, with Sakota Allah Ha Arona Eta Ha Baroket, and thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, with Samta Shama Eta Arona Ha Edut, put in the Aaron Ha Edut, the ark of Ha Edut, the testimony, and thou shalt screen the ark with the veil, with Sakota Allah Aaron Etaha Paroket, and thou the eye shall bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it, and thou shall bring in Hamenorah the lampstand and light the lamps thereof, light the lamps of Ha. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense, for the ashens, before the Aaron Ha'edut, the ark of the testimony, the Tabot, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and Ha'mizbeach, and the altar, and shall put water therein. And thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou, the eye, shalt take the anointing oil, the Messiah oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that therein, and shalt hollow, set it apart, and all the vessels thereof.
and it shall be holy. It shall be set apart. And thou, the eye, shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all his vessels, and sanctify HaMizbeach. And it shall be an altar most holy, and it shall be an altar Kodesh Kodashi, holy of holies. And thou shalt anoint the laver and his foot, and sanctify it. And thou, the eye, shall bring Aharon, O Benayo, Aaron and his sons, to the door, Illa Patach, O Hela Moed, to the door, the Patach, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and wash them with water. And thou, the eye, shall put upon Aharon the holy garments, and anoint him, and Messiah him, and christen him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. And thou, the eye, shall bring his sons, Benayu, and clothe them with coats. And thou, the eye, shall anoint them, Messiah them, christen them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting and eternal priesthood throughout their generation. Kiyahinu ali haita lehiyota lahem mashachatam lekehunata olama ledorotam. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to I in the priest's office. And their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting and eternal. Olam, an eternal kahunat, eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Thus, like this did Moshe, according to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded him, so did he. Vayasa Moshe, kukol asher siwa Yahuwah, oto ken asa. And here, the sheishi for Shabbat, Fukudei, Shabbat Tekudei, Sabbath, the sum, Sabbath, the accounting, the sheishi, the sixth aliyah for Shabbat Tekudei, Fukudei. But here, for a double, still in the seventh aliyah, for the double portion here at verse 17. Vayehi ba chodesh ha rishon bashana ha shenita be echad la chodesh hukam ha mishkan. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, on the first of the month of the moon, the tabernacle was reared up. Vayehi ba chodesh ha rishon ba shana ha shenit. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, be echad la chodesh hukam ha mishkan. On the first day of the month, the moon, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was reared up. Hukam HaMishkan. And Moshe reared up the tabernacle, and fastened his sockets, and set up the boards thereof, and put in the bars thereof, and reared up his pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle, and put the covering of the tent above it, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he took and put the testimony into Ha'aron, into the tabot, into the ark, and set the staves on Ha'aron, on the tabot, on the ark, and put the mercy seat, the kaporet, above upon Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark. And he brought Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark, into the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the Aron Ha'edut, the Ark of the Testimony, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the Shulchan, the table, in the tent of the congregation, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, without the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it, Lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe. And he put HaMenorah, the lampstand, in the tent of the congregation, over
against Hashulchan, the table on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lighted the lamps lifnei Yehovah as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense, and he burnt sweet incense thereon as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayaketera la yowa ketoreta samin ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah eta Moshe, and he burnt thereon incense, incense of sweet spices. Wayaketera alayo, and he burnt wayaketera alayo upon it Ketoreta Samin, Aishans of sweet spices, sweet Aishans, Ketoret Samin, Ka'ashara Siwah Yahuwah et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And here for the Shavii, the Shavii, here for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, for the Shabbat, for Kutei, Sabbath. For Sabbath sum, Sabbath accounting, for Shabbat Pekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 28, for the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh Aliyah, ascension offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Pekudei. And in a double portion, like this double portion, we still are in the Shavii. So the Shavii and the Shavii, the two Shavii's, two sevenths. Wayasema eta masaka ha petacha la mishkan. And he set up the hanging, the door of the tabernacle. Wayasem eta masak. And he put the screen, and he put the screen. Wayasema eta masata ha petach la mishkan. And he put the screen of the petach, of ha petach, the screen, the masak, ha petach, the screen of the petach, the screen of the door, la mishkan, to the mishkan, to the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation, offered upon it the olah, the burnt offering, and the mincha, and the meal offering, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he set the laver, the basin, the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moshe and Aharon Ubanayo and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. When they went into the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, and when they came near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, they washed as Yahweh, Jehovah, commanded Moshe. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gates. So Moses finished the work. Waikala Moshe etaha melaka. So Moses finished the work. Waikala Moshe etaha melaka. And here, for the maftir. Here, for the maftir. For Shabbata, for Kudei, Sabbath, for Kudei, the maftir to fulfill the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the Sefer Shemot, Shemot, the names, and known as Exodus. Here. Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 34. For the maftir. Waikas he anan eta ohela moed ukovod. O kovodi Yahuwah malei eta hamishkan. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, the tent of the aggregation, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. Wayakas he'anan. Then the cloud covered. Waikasa he'anan. Eto ohela moed then the cloud covered, the Ohel Moed, the tent of Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, the appointed tent, Wayakasa, He Anana et Ohel Moed, Uakavodi Yahuwah, and the glory of Jehovah. Ukavod Yahweh, and the Kavod, the Kabod, Ukabodi Yahweh, and the Kabod of Jehovah, Malay, filled, Malay, Etaha Mishkan, filled the Mishkan, Malay, Etaha Mishkan, Wayikas, He Anan, Et Ohel Moed, Ukavodi Yahweh, Malay, Etaha Mishkan, Mishkan. And Moses and Moshe was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, aggregation, because the cloud abode thereon. And the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle with lo yakola Moshe, lavo illa ohela moed ki. Shakan alayo he anan ukavodi Yahuwah malei etaha mishkan. And Moses was not able to enter with lo yakola Moshe lavo to enter into the tent of meeting il ohela moed because the cloud abode thereon ki shakan. Shakan alayo, because the cloud abode dwelt thereon. Ki shakan alayo he anan uakavodi Yahuwah, and the glory uakavod Yahuwah uakavodi Yahuwah, and the glory the kavod of Jehovah uakavodi Yahuwah malei filled etaha mishakan, filled the mishakan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, went onward in all their journeys. Went onward in all their journeys. Uve he alot, uva he alota he anana me Allah mishkana. Yisoo bnei Yisrael v'kola masa eihem. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up, that it aliyed up, that it went up. Ve'im lo ya ale he anan v'loa yisoo ad yom he aloto. He aloto. For the cloud of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, in the sight of all the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, throughout all their journeys. Kia Nani, Kia Nani, Kia Nani Yahuwah, for the cloud of Jehovah, Kia Nani Yahuwah, Allah Mishkana Yomama, Weisha, Tihye Laila Bawa, Le Ainaya Kola Baita Yisrael, the Kola Masaihem, for the cloud of Yahuwah of Jehovah was upon the tabernacle, the Mishkan, by day. And there was fire, and there was fire, and she was fire, and there was fire, and there was fire, 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 therein by night, and there was, and she fire by night in him. We Aisha Tihye Laila Bawu Le Ainaya Kola Beit Yisrael, in the sight, in the eyes, Le Ainai, in the eyes, call of all Beit, the house Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, the Beit of Yisrael, Bekola Masa Ahem, throughout all their journeys, Bekol Masa Ahem. Kabur lak alur 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 yes, 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 yes. Chazak, chazak. Wanita chazek. Chazak, chazak. Be strong, may I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak. Wanita chazek. We have fulfilled here, the second book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus in the English, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. Yes, I, Rastafari, Kabur Lek Alu, Kabur Dinsa, Kabur Lahailu, Kabur Labinu, Le Melkeinu, Kabur Lek Hermawi, Hail Salati, the Shein, Yeshua, Ha Moshiach. Amen.
Chazak, chazak, unit chazek, yes, yes, yes. Chazak, chazak, unit chazek, chazak, be strong, chazak, be encouraged. So chazak, interesting enough, is the same word where it talks about the hardening in the translation of Pharaoh's heart. Actually, also can mean to encourage. Yes, but chazak, chazak, be strong, be encouraged, we need chazek, we and need chazek, and make I and I strengthen one another, may I and I encourage one another. What is said, whenever we complete a cipher of HaTorah, whenever we complete a book of Torah. So here for the Baraka after the reading of the Torah right here. Heal up, Sister Mary Rose Yisrael.
Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayeolam natei vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah Sheilah.
Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, Yah, Yah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslas Yah.
The whole place is
due. Yes, yes, yes. As we seal out, the second book of Moshe again. Chazak, 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 Onit Chazek. Here, here, here. Be strong, be strong. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Make I and I strengthen and encourage one another. I and I and I and I. The theme there, when the tabernacle was reared up, was erected, was risen up, foundation, groundation, the holy place, it seals up with that theme of the He'anan, the Anan, that cloud, He'anan, and the Kabod. The Kabod, or modern Hebrew, the Kavod, the gravity, the Kabod. That's also interesting, too. That's another word that's used in reference to Paro in the Exodus narrative concerning his heart. He hardened his heart, I think, like six times. And then like the last four times, then Jah said, all right, I'll encourage your already hardened heart. But one of the words used for his heart was heavy, kabad, kabad. Right? From that we have kabod, glory, the sense of the true sense of gravity or gravitas, weight. But here, here, here with the kabod, bringing us here to the first day service, a.k.a. Sunday service, Melkam Ehud, beautifully good Ehud, Ehud from Ahad, the first day, Yom HaRishon, Shalom, here, here, here. Here we're going to ride up right here with Yesh Kabod, Yesh right here, and Psalm 24 here for the first day that has a similar theme, Chavari, to the tabernacle theme. Yes, sir. Point to your temple and say, hey, that's why they call it a temple. But here, 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 Cholo. Come in. Yes, yes, yes. Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. Baruch Hashem, Hakadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Here, here, here. Yes, come on, yes. Elle she tochki machshav yitru, elle she bochi machshav emodim. Chaku Baruch Hashem, yesh lanu et ha-chevut livchor. Nizmor shakadim alo nishar me'achor. Hakorach hu ba'atmada, ken, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
מזמור תפגלת, ודוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובק, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו, וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יישא ורחם מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סל. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
יש, 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 there is כבוד, glory. Yes, there is, it exists, be reality, there's the gravity of the Almighty. Ale kuburale bamarinya ale there is kubur kubur right here, here, here. This is right up right here, 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 here. Clean hands, clean hands. Here, love, Queen Makeda, 99 people over there in the States. Shavua Tov. Yes, I right here, here, here. Evening psalm for the first day, Psalm 24. Kapayim, clean hands, ubar lebab, and a pure heart. Fire up, clean my God.
Barukata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar Benebiim Tobim Veratah Bedebrehem Haneamarim Baemet Barukata Adonai Habocher Batorah Uboshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai.
Book of First Kings,
chapter 7, verse 40 to verse 50. And Haram made the lavers and the shovels and the basins. So Haram made an end of doing all the work that he made King Solomon for the house of Yahweh. The two pillars, the two bowls of the chapiters that were on the top of the two pillars, and the two networks to cover the two bowls of the chapiters which were upon the top of the pillars, and 400 pomegranates for the two networks, even two rows of pomegranates for one network to cover the two bowls of the chapiters that were upon the pillars, and 10 bases and 10 lavers on the bases, and one sea and 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots and the shovels and the basins and all the vessels which Haram made to King Solomon for the house of Yahweh were of bright brass. In the plain of Jordan did the king cast them in the playground between Sukkot and Zartan. And Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because they were exceeding many. Neither was the weight of the brass found out. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained to the house of Yahweh, the altar of gold, and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the lampstands of pure gold, five on the right side and five on the left, before the oracle, with the flowers and the lamps and the tongs of gold, and the bowls and the snuffers and the basins and the spoons and the centers of pure gold and the hinges of gold, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house of the temple. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebole Ketamawe Haile Shalasi, Nugusnuget, Ethiopia, Yeshua Shalom.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
1 Kings chapter 7 verse 51 to chapter 8 verse 21. Besama Abba Wawalet Mephesa Kudus Ahadu Mlak. So was ended all the work that Nugu Solomon made for the house of Yahweh. And Solomon brought in the things which Dawid his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels that he put among the treasures of the house of Yahweh. Chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads, the rashes of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel, the Bani Israel, to King Solomon, Nugus Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of the city of Dawid, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves to Nugus Solomon at the feast in the month of Atanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priest Kohen took up the Ark. And they brought up the Ark of Yahweh, Buruku, and the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle. Even those did the Kohen, the priests, and the Levites bring up. And Nugu Solomon, King Solomon, and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled to him, were with him before the Ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen, that they could not be told or numbered for multitude. And the Kohen, the priest, brought in the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh Buruku to his place and to the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the Cherubim. For the Cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the Ark, and the Cherubim covered the Ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves, that the ends of the staves were seen out in the holy place. before the oracle, and they were not seen without, and there they are till this day. There was nothing in the ark save two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when Yahweh Baruch Hu made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass when the Kohen, the priests, were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yahweh Baruch Hu. So that the priest, the Kohen, could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory, the Kibbur, had filled the house of Yahweh Baruch Hu. Then spoke Solomon. Yahweh said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Baruch atah Yahweh Elohim ze Israel. Blessed be Yahweh Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth to Dawid, my Ab, my father, and have with his hand fulfilled it, saying, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose Dawid to be over my people Israel. And it was in the heart of Dawid, my Ab, my father, to build a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim ze Israel. And it was in the heart of Dawid, my Ab, to build a house for the name of Yahweh Elohim ze Israel. And Yahweh said to Dawid, my Ab, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house to my name, Hashem, thou didst well that it was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son, thy bane, that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house to my name. Hashem. And Yahweh Baruch Hu hath performed his word that he spake, and I am risen up in the room of Dawid, my Ab, and sit on the throne of Israel as Yahweh promised, and have built a house for the name Hashem of Yahweh Elohim ze Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark wherein is the covenant of Yahweh Baruch Hu, which he made with our fathers of Abamoch when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye...
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher natan lanu Moshiach Yeshua v'habarut Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai
Echad. The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 22, Wayakel, and he assembled from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 through 18, we begin, B'shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9. The encouragement, Elohim loves a cheerful giver. If we give, he will give. Verse 6, wow, verse 7, Zain, verse 8, Hate. Ki, Hine, Hazorea, Bitimtum, Iktor, Bitimtum, Hazorea, Bibarakot, Iktor, Bibarakot. We call Ish, Kasher, Yidbeinu, Libo. Lo ba'ayin ra'a, v'lo l'anso, ki hanotin b'leib sameach, ye'ahab oto Elohim, ve Elohim yakol l'hashfiyah aleikim chesed sheyehyeh lakem, bekol et de sifukkem, bakol ve tochiru bekol ma'aseh tov. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully, every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for Elohim loveth a cheerful giver, and Elohim is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, that causes through us thanksgiving to Elohim. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the need of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving to Elohim, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify Elohim for your professed subjection to the gospel of Mashiach, to the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution to them and to all, and by their prayer for you that long after you for the exceeding grace of Elohim in you. Thanks be to Elohim for his unspeakable gift. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the only foundation. Verse 11, Yod Aleph. Verse 12, Yod Beit. Verse 13, Yod Gimel. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Tate Wow. Ki lo yukal ish lashit yisod acher zulati hamusad shehu Yeshua HaMashiach. Ve'im yibne habone al hayisod hazeh zahab o kesef o abanim yikarot o eitz o chatir o kash yegale maase chol ish ki hayom hu yebararehu ki baish yerae uma maase chol ish waish haish tibachaneinu im yamod maase ish asher bana alayu yekabel sakaro ואם ישרף מעשהו יפסידנו והוא יואשע אך כעוד מוצל מאש. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, that is Yeshua HaMashiach, that is Jesus Christ. Two kinds of ministry and their result. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide that he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, that temple ye are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise.
Kabarula Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 23, Pekude, Accountings of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, with Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, Tet Zain, verse 17, Yod Zain. Halo Yedaitem, ki Hekal Elohim Atem, Ruach Elohim Shokain Bekerbekem, Weish Asher Yashchit et Hekal Elohim. Ha Elohim Yashchit Oto, ki Hekal Elohim Kadosh, Ve Atem Hekalo. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the Spirit of Elohim dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, that temple ye are. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10, Yod. Yesh lanu mizbeach asher ein lahem rishut limsharte hamishkan le'akol me'alayo. Christian separation and worship. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat that serve the tabernacle. Kabarula Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos.
Portion, Wayakahem, Wayakahem, and Moses gathered. This Torah portion, the 22nd, is all about giving. This Torah portion, Wayakahem, Wayakahem, and Moses gathered. He gathered, he called church. He called church. Basically called church the Kahal, the Hebrew Kahal. Saint Stephen, first martyr of the Nazarenes, and Stephanos, he called it in Acts of the Apostles. He said, the church in the wilderness. This is it. Vayakahel Moshe. First two words of this Torah portion, this 22nd. Here, we're at the 10th in the second book that's called Exodus. Right? And what's very interesting also is that it's all about giving. It is all about giving, and it's the day after the Yom HaKippurim, the day after the Day of the Atonement, after the broken covenant. After they came into the covenant, they broke the covenant, the sin of the golden calf. And then Moses went back up Har Sinai, up Mount Sinai, and for another 40 days and 40 nights. So a double
40 days and 40 nights, even here in the season, Ethiopically speaking, the true church, in the professing church, the church of he who has the keys of great King David, the church of Hashem, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, according to the tribe, this is the Abi Tsum, the great fast that commemorates and calls the heart and mind. Christos, Jesus, HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos, 40 days after the baptism by John the Baptist, he went out into the wilderness. Some say it was a test of the Messiahship, of his Messiahship, his Moshiachship. But the 40 days, we have the 40 days here within the New Covenant, the Christian sense, and in the Ethiopic sense, the Abi Tsum, the Lenten, the Great Lent, the Big Fast. And Moshe spent 40 days in Behar Sinai. The first time, receiving these instructions that we have gone over, especially in the past three or four Torah portion reading and feedings, bringing us right here. But just before we get here, there was the breaking of the covenant by Ha'am with the Akari, the sin, the Chatiyat, the forfeiture, the lack, the missing the mark, the Akari of the golden calf, and the broken covenant, the broken law, the broken Torah. Remember when Moshe came forward and he saw the Egel, Masecha, the Egel of Masecha, and it became a massacre, especially when he said, well, who is on Hashem's side? Who is on Hashem's side? Who is on Jehovah's side? And the B'nai Lewi, the Levi, and they gird their sword on their thigh and went through the camp. Woyo. And because of the Egel Masecha, there was a massacre, so to speak, of the 3,000 ringleaders. The ringleaders that had led the B'nai Yisrael. See, that was the first example. Actually, there was the first example of church, of the people calling church, doing it their way, and thus defectively going astray. Right? But now, right after Moshe went up again, after Moshe advocated on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael, Moses was Israel's advocate before Hashem. He took Israel's case to Hashem, and in grace, the covenant was renewed, the renewed covenant. So we have the new covenant, even foreshadowed in the old covenant scripture right here. And then 40 days, and Moshe now descending from Har Sinai with the second set of tablets after the first one that was broken. Then the people knew, then the people knew that they were forgiven, right? That they had received, right, atonement. Thus we have the Yom HaKippurim, one day after, day after. So here, this Torah portion, 22nd, picks up with the day after the day, the Yom HaKippurim of the atonement. The atonements, all of the atonements as one atonement. So the 22nd reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, from the five books of Moshe here in the second book. Right? So here at the second to last reading, the second to last reading from the book of Exodus, that's called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, Sefer Yetziat Mitzrayim, the book, the cipher of the coming out, Yetziat from Mitzrayim. Now this Torah portion is called Vayakhel, often enunciated by all the Yehudi as Vayakhel, but in the Hebrew, the root Hebrew, Afro-Semitically pointed, Vayakhel, the root word, the Kaha, the calling, the outcall, he called them out, Ekkalio, we have in the New Testament sense, Ekkalio, from that we get Ekklesia, and Ekklesia is a church, Ek out of, Kalio, called out. And he gathered, KJV has it, and he gathered. In some of the Yehudi and the Judaic writings and the translations, they have it more as, and he assembled. We say, and he called church. We, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, studying and getting to the roots right here, the Kaha. And he convoked, some say convened. We say he churched, right? He churched the people. He called them out, he gathered together. And from this we get in the Greek the word synagogue, the synagogue, the gathering together. To gather. Vayakhel, the Kaha, the church. So now the name comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading, which could be literally translated to read, and Moses gathered all the congregation of the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei, the Kol Edat, the Kol Edat Bnei Yisrael. In Exodus chapter 35, verse 1. Now this portion, this Torah portion right here, it describes how the assembly of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the sons of Israel, how they work together to gather, to build HaMishkan, to build the tabernacle. Now, in most years, in most Shanas, and in most gatherings, the synagogue, the Mikorah, right, and the Hebrew church, read Vayakhel together with the following, with the last reading in the second book, Pekudei. But here, because of the leap year that we got right here, right, we read this, and this Shabbat corresponding with the Shabbat Shekalim, and coming forward, we have Pekudei, right, and also looking forward to the Purim. But the Torah portion, the commentary right here for Vayakhel, the Torah, instruction, direction, teaching, the Torah, HaTorah, with an occupation. Torah with an occupation, the Orit. You say Orit, Ethiopically speaking, the second book is known as the Orit Ze Seat. Orit, the Ethiopic Torah, the Orit Ze of the Seat, the coming out, the Exodus. So here we have Torah with an occupation. And so the thought for the Shavua, thought for the sabbatical thought, right? Be still and know, the meditation, the Medi is when Ha'am, When Jah people join together, Vayakhel Moshe, with a common goal, I can do great things. See, the joint effort of Jah people, the people of Jah, working together to fulfill His commandments, right? His commandments, His mitzvot, right? His commands, His thou shalt, created a spiritual house, an iritical bait, the bait, we say, beta Yisrael, the bait, right, the house, the bait, but a spiritual, iritical house worthy of Jah's dwelling presence, of His face, of His presence, of His grace, of His face, His presence, His perception. Exodus 36 and 4, it reads, and all the skilled men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary, they came, each from the work which he was performing. Each one from the work which he was performing. We have Exodus 36 and 4. That's in the KJV there. That's a free read of it. We'll get into the studies right there. But just to give a basic first ear. And all the skillful men who were performing all the work of the sanctuary, they came, each man from the work, from the work which he was performing. So we have the Torah with an occupation. Right? The thought for this Shavua, for this Shabbat, for this seven, keeping it sabbatical, is Torah, give us a teaching of His magic with an occupation. See, the building of HaMishkan, the building of the tabernacle, it required each person to contribute, right? to give to the work from his own skill set, you know, his own skill set of the chokmah, the wisdom, right, that spirit of wisdom which he who be we be has imparted, right, in the I and in thee, right. So the building of the tabernacle required each person to contribute, to give, right, to give to the work from his own skill set. Now see, the tanners, those are the ones who tanned, right, the skins, the tanners, they did the tanning, and the weavers, what do you think the weavers did? The weavers did the weaving. The carpenters, what do you think the carpenters did? The carpenters did the carpentry. Metalsmiths, those who were smiths in the metals, they did the smithing, and so on and so on and so forth. Each person had something, and each person has something to offer. Each person has something to contribute from his or her own unique vocational skills. See, HaTorah life, what is Jah life? Jah life is HaTorah, it's the Torah life. It's not just a life of so-called religious rites and rituals and scripture and Torah study. Jah, he encourages all of us, all of I and we, to develop our own unique vocational skills, our own skills, so that we can each be self-sufficient. self-sufficient, and I, even in I, indivisible duality, our individuality can be self-sufficient, and when it's necessary, when it's time, and it's time to contribute to the common good of the common unity of the community of Jah people. Now, Paul, Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paulos, he instructs each of the faithful, each believer, right, to lead a quiet life, attending to his vocation, his or her vocation. What's your vocation? What's your occupation? Working with his own hands so that he or she may win the respect of those outside of Jah people community, and not be dependent or deep end upon anyone. Now see, each of us must consider this. Right? We can go forward to the word, right? Even selected speeches of Abatachin and Gusachin reinforces the Torah, right? The Torah, your Bible, with occupation. See, he teaches I and I to find some productive field. Jah. See, people say, oh, God spoke to I. God said something. Did God say, did Jah teach you to find something productive to do, some productive field of work, so that we, I and I, will have adequate resources to share and to give, right, to share with others and to give to others who might be in need. And see, these are the guidelines. These are Jah's guidelines right here. These are, give us the teaching. Give us the teaching of the divine majesty. We don't want the devil's philosophies. This is the teaching. These guidelines, what they teach I and I, they teach I and I, they teach us that making a living, what's called making a living, right? Making a living is part of living out HaTorah. Making a living, work, right? This is the word sound of the King of Kings. Abinu, Malkeinu, Abuna, Negusin, Abatachin, Negusachin. Kedemawi Hadassalasi teaches us the one and the same thing, right? That making a living is part of living out, walking out HaTorah, walking out Jah direction, Jah instruction, Jah word, in I and I liberty, in I and I life. Now, even the early sages, they agreed that with these statements. Right? The early stages all agree with these statements. This is the objective truth. This is the objective reality. Those who object to this objective truth and objective reality are not dealing with the truth or the objective reality. Now consider this following. There's a rabbinic quotation from the Mishnah about the value of combining HaTorah, Jah law, we could say Bible study, right? Jah Bible study with an occupation. Once again, combining Jah Bible, HaTorah, the Torah study with an occupation. Right? According to, we have Avot 2 and 2, the study of Torah, the study of Jah law, of Jah directions, Jah's instruction is excellent. It's excellent when it is combined with a worldly occupation, an occupation that we may perform, right, in the world, not being of the world, but in the world, a worldly occupation, because the effort required by both, it keeps akri, khatiyat, lack, sin, forfeiture, akri, out of a person's mind. Discipline of the mind is a basic ingredient of genuine morality. In order to follow this aim, one must be guided by living faith, the haimanot, or true religion. See, the study of Torah is excellent when it is combined with a worldly occupation because the effort required by both keeps sin, keeps akri out of a person's mind, out of a person's heart and mind. But where there is no worldly occupation, the study of Torah, the study of Jah law, of Jah Bible, it amounts to nothing and it leads to akri. It leads to akri. It leads to khatiyah, to sin. Let everyone who works in the community, in the common unity, work for the sake of the name of Shammai, right? The name of Shammai, name of heaven, name of Hashem, yes, I. Now, how do you view that? Take time, right? Shabbat time, excellent time. Take the time to enjoy in the innermost of the innocence. Be still and know this. According to this view, a person should always combine his or her pursuit of spirituality with the pursuit of an income. To concentrate solely on so-called religious or spiritual matters is out of balance and will eventually lead to ruin.
Instead, a person should regard his work, his job, his occupation, right, a religious duty, a spiritual duty. It's a duty performed for the sake of the kingdom of Shemayim, the kingdom of Jah. See, Paul, the apostle, he illustrated this principle, the first principle. What be the first principles of the oracles, of the words of Ha'elohim, of the true good, the true God. Paul, he illustrated this principle in his own life by supporting himself with his work. And what was Paul's work? His work was tent making. That was Paul, the apostle, Rav Shaul. Paul's work, his occupation was tent making. See, the building of the tabernacle, of HaMishkan, of the Ohel Moed, right? The tent of meeting. It illustrates, it paints a picture, it's a template, right? It's a type and a template. It illustrates the tent making, right? The tent making concept very, very well. The combined efforts of Jah people as they and as I and I and we, as we labor and as we co-labor together, together in all I and I respective fields, it results in the building of Jah's house, right? Of Jah's house, of the King of Kings' house, right? Of the true house of Rastafari, yes, I. So that's, there is a first medi on this Torah portion here, Torah with an occupation, right? Torah study, right? Torah meditation and reasoning with an occupation, with work. Now there's the midot u mitzvot, character and deeds, a good heart, a good heart, a good heart. Stay tuned, keep it hard to call. Yes, I, sabbatical. Shekalim, Shabbat Shekalim, Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, corresponding with this 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding here in I&I, the annual cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, the 22nd, Wayakahel, Shekalim, Shabbat Shekalim, Shalom, Chavarim. Yes, corresponding with this 22nd weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding here in I&I, the annual cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat Strong, the 22nd, Wayakahel. Here Moshe calls church. He calls church right here, the Hebrew church, the Kahal, Wayakahel Moshe. Here we have Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim, Shalom Chabarim. Let's just touch on the four special Sabbaths. Four special Sabbaths, they occur just before the start of spring. We have the four special Sabbaths that occur just before the start of spring. There's two before Purim. Some even refer to Purim, at least in the way that it might be carried on by some of the Yehudi, as like the Judaic Halloween Purim. We'll touch on that more, Chabarim, but we have two of the special Sabbaths that occur before Purim and two before Pesach, HaPesach, or Fasika. Now, collectively, these Sabbaths, they're called the four Shabbatot, the four Shabbatot. The four additional Torah readings are called the Arba Parshiyot,
or the four portions are read on each of these Sabbaths, each of these special Sabbaths, in preparation for the high holy season, the high holidays, the Isla days, especially beginning off with Pesach. Pesach, yes, I, Rastafari. Hail up Cross Aggregate Farms. You're here corresponding, you know, doing a vid at the same time, right here as we do this audio for this TJIF. Yes, I, thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday, the beginning of the Sabbath Eve, Shabbat Shalom, Senbet Salam. Yes, so speaking of the special Sabbaths, the Shabbats, and this Shabbat, Shabbat Shekalim, Shekalim. Now the names, what about the names, the Shemot? Here we're in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Well, here we have Shemot. The name of the four Sabbaths are Shabbat Shekalim, Shabbat Zakor, Shabbat Parah, and Shabbat HaChodesh, respectively. Once again, there's Shabbat Shekalim. This is the first of the four. Then we have Shabbat Zakor. Then we have Shabbat Parah, or Shabbat Farah, Shabbat Parah, and Shabbat HaChodesh, respectively. So here, the first of the four Sabbaths, first of the four special Shabbats, the Shabbatot.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men, he didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is terrible among men. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like
your
name.
I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And up on the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified. You see I-N-R-I. I-Negro.
Yes, keep it hard to call, not artificial, hard to call, the Hakam, called the Hakam Lev, wise-hearted, those whose hearts also made them willing, the good heart, the heart that seeks to do good. So here for the Midot U-Mitzvot, right, the character and deeds, the Midot, character. U and mitzvot, and the deeds, the good heart for this 22nd weekly Torah portion. Vayakhel Moshe. Moshe, he called church, the gathering together to gather, the good heart. When Moses, when he announced the plan to build Ha Mishkan, the plan to build the tabernacle. Moses did not hire any fundraising consultants. Let's just make a note of that. When Moshe announced the plan, Jah's plan to build Ha Mishkan, the tabernacle, he did not hire any fundraising experts, any consultants. Moshe did not need a high-pressure pledge drive. Moshe, he asked only those with willing hearts to give to the work of Ha Mishkan. Only those with willing hearts to give to the work of Jah Tabernacle. See, the building of Jah's holy house, set-apart house, the Beit Mikdash, was not to be sullied with contributions that had been pried and ripped loose from people who were reluctant to give.
or Aggie to donate and contribute and to support Jah Work. Quote, everyone whose heart stirred him, everyone whose spirit moved him. That's a sentence of Exodus chapter 35, verse 21. They and those contribute freely, give freely. Therefore, what are we saying here? It's the good heart, the heart that has that true beat in tune with the spirit of life to do good, the good heart. There were probably many among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and the Kol Edat Bnei Yisrael of the children of Israel, the Israelites, who didn't contribute. They did not contribute to Jah Work. There's many who don't even today contribute to Jah Work. Many who don't. Right? Some had a willing heart to do good. Others do not have a willing heart to do good. Those who were not willing, didn't make their wills obedient. The teaching of His Majesty says to make our wills obedient to good influence and to avoid evil is to show the greatest wisdom. Remember the Hakam Lev, the wise hearted. See, there was those who were unwilling to give, you know? Those who were unwilling to give, they excluded themselves. They're excluding themselves from the privilege. It's a privilege. It's a bracha even. It's a blessing of having a share in building Jah's house and even in building this house and Rastafari, the Beta Rastafari, the house of Rastafari, and contributing even to the line of the tribe of Judah, society's matching, and contributing to the work and supporting the work and sharing the work. So this story teaches us, the narrative here teaches us that there are two types of people. Right, irrespectively of the isms, you know, all the isms, you know, the race isms and the schisms and the sex isms and all the isms, irregardless of all of that mumbo jumbo, the narrative, the principle here, right, teaches us that there are two types of people: those with willing hearts and those with unwilling hearts. Point blank, period. You see, once a rabbi named Yohanan ben Zakkai, John, the son of Zacchaeus, he had asked his Talmido, right, his disciples, what is the best kind of character that a person should try to be like? Now, the first of his disciples, this one, Talmid, right, he answered and said, a man with a good eye, a man for good eye. Now, by this, he meant a generous person. Check again. Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, John the son of Zacchaeus, he asked his students, his disciples, what's the best kind of character that a person should try to be like. The first of his disciples said, a man with a good eye, a man who has a good eye. By this he meant a generous person. The second disciple answered, a man who is a good friend, a man who is a good friend. The third disciple said, a man who is a good neighbor. The fourth disciple said, a man who looks ahead to consider the consequences of his actions. The fifth disciple said, a man who has a good heart. Rabbi Yohanan replied, I like the last answer the best because it includes all the other answers.
Bless me, Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman Vibration.
Rasta is something from your heart, from your heart, from your heart, from your heart.
You're going to church on Sunday.
Thank you.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shabuah Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall be at him, shall be at him, shall be at him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Shalom, shalom, chaverim. Shalom, hitarot. Be well. Shabbat tov.